Hey, this is Jay Thomas. For the last couple of years, I've had so much fun going to the Wizard World Comic Con in Des Moines. It's going to be back on June 1st. And one of the people that's going to be there, they have lots of celebrities there. And Thomasian Nicholas is going to be there, probably best known for being Henry Rowan Gardner from Rookie of the Year. And he's on the line with me right now. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
I appreciate you taking the call. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I've seen Rookie of the Year. I can't even count how many times I've seen that movie.
We've had about 25 years to do it. It's the 25th anniversary this year.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even realize it's been that long. Jeez. But that went fast.
It did.
Yeah, I remember when it came out. We're roughly, you're only a couple years older than I am, but I remember when it came out, that was really big at the time, and Sandlot was, I think the same year, and they would play that in our school all the time whenever there was a sub, so it was always one of those two movies.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, they came out back-to-back.
Oh, did they? Okay, yeah. I knew it was close. Yeah. I knew it was the same year.
Yeah, I think it was either the same year or Sandlot. I mean, Sandlot was definitely first. Obviously, a very different kind of film, but I'm friends with a lot of the guys that are there, and I've seen them recently because they've been doing some different conventions and things since it's also their anniversary too.
Do you still get recognized a lot for being in Rookie of the Year?
I do, at least around the United States.
Right.
You go out of there and then you know you've got to be in a country that likes baseball. So obviously if I'm in Europe or England, you know, UK, not so much.
I would imagine. And you kind of not really reprise the role, but you got sort of back into it a couple years ago when the Cubs were doing pretty well in the series.
When the Cubs were in the series, I had to, of course, see the Cubs actually play a World Series at Wrigley. So I flew out and went to Game 4 and, of course, watched them lose. But then, miraculously, like the Cubs so often do, they came back from nothing and took the series.
Yeah, it was cool seeing you back in the jersey and everything. And then Daniel Stern went a step further and actually jumped back into the character. Any chance of you guys getting back together and making a sequel?
When Daniel Stern started doing that stuff, I thought about kind of doing the same, but I'm it's a little bit different. The difference of him looking an adult versus looking like an older adult versus me being a 12-year-old kid versus me being, a 37-year-old or 36-year-old at the time. I didn't know necessarily what I would do for this kid. But as far as a sequel, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. I feel like with all these sequels and reboots, there's maybe an opportunity for it. And I know that fans have been pretty supportive of it, so I've got to take another meeting with Fox and see what their interest is, and maybe I'll see if they give me a certain number to hit. Maybe I'll do a crowdfunding campaign and prove that there's still
that'd be awesome
for this movie.
Have Henry get his power back or something like that.
I think it would have to be, because it's all about a kid's fantasy.
Right.
I don't think anyone wants to watch 37-year-old me make a play for the Cubs. But I think Henry should have a son, and my son's now actually following in my footsteps. He just had his acting debut on Zooey Deschanel's show New Girl a couple nights ago. He was on the series finale.
So speaking of all the reboots and everything, I mean, there's a lot going on right now. Any chance of the American Pie series coming back? I mean, other than the straight to VOD stuff that they've been doing for quite a long time.
I mean, yeah, obviously we sort of capped off all the straight to VOD stuff with American Reunion about 5 years ago, and the fifth installment, as far as I know, it's been written and it's sitting on a shelf at Universal. So
that's exciting.
I'm not really sure what the holdup is. It's not me. I'm not stopping it from happening.
I'm a big fan of horror movies, and you happen to be in one of my favorite franchises, Halloween. What's that like making a scary movie like that?
Oh, Halloween was great. That was my first sort of jump into the horror genre, and I thought it was pretty cool that I got to be a part of, one of the original horror franchises. And then I've actually produced a couple of genre films myself, one called The Lost Tree, which is a thriller drama with a tinge of horror, and another film which we call American New Wave, which is a straight-up fun horror movie that deals with vampires called Living Among Us. So that one was picked up by Sony, and it came out in theaters in February, but you can catch it now on streaming platforms, and it's available on DVD, at your local Walmart or Target or Best Buy.
Do you like doing more of the behind-the-scenes stuff, or do you like being in front of the camera more?
Well, I'm starring in both of those films, so
nice.
Every time I'm behind the camera, I hire myself to be in front of it.
That works. That's really the ideal situation there.
For sure, yeah. So I've got a few more planned this year that I'm going to produce and star in. One of them's a neo-noir drama called Adverse. I've got a comedy called Bitcoin, another comedy called Stealing Tom Nichols, and yes, I'm saying my last name wrong on purpose. And then Handbook for Mortals, which is based upon a best-selling book, and at Wizard World Comic Con in Des Moines, Iowa, you can actually come and pick up a copy of the book, get it signed by the author, and I'll be producing that into a full-length feature later this year.
I did notice as I was going through your IMDb page, you've been consistently busy since you started. Like, you're never, it doesn't really seem like you ever have much downtime.
Yeah, not much downtime. Between all that, I've been playing concerts for the last 10 years. I've probably played over 600 shows and released 6 albums. In fact, in 2008, I played Pancake Day in Centerville, Iowa.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And delicious.
I think the venue I played in Des Moines, I don't believe People's is still open, but I played there a couple of times. When I'm in Des Moines, I'm actually going to be playing a show. I mean, I play at Wizard World as well, so I play on the entertainment stage. So I usually do like a Friday and Saturday show, and then in Des Moines on Saturday night after Wizard World, I'm going to be playing at a venue called Gas Lamp.
That's one of the things about Wizard World I don't think people always understand. There's a lot of different kinds of entertainment that go on at that convention.
Oh, for sure. It's kind of a one-stop shop, and you definitely want to get the weekend pass because there's a little bit too much to do and see in just one day. Obviously, you've got, you know, your favorite actors and actresses. Like, I think Des Moines, if I'm not mistaken, has some pretty big guests coming in. And then obviously there's panels and there's a whole gaming center and, you know, all the vendors and the artists and then the entertainment stage. It's kind of like, you know, for the Comic-Con and movie, comic book and game and nerd world that I love, it's kind of like Disneyland.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's got everything. Do you do the panels too, or do you just do signings and pictures?
I do the panels. I do a Disney trivia panel because I played Walt Disney in a film that's out on Netflix.
Oh, that's right.
We did a theatrical release for that too. It's called Walt Before Mickey. So if John Heder is there, which he does a lot of the Wizard World Comic Con,
I think
too,
he was there last year.
Roy Disney. So we usually go head to head and then like split the audience into two teams.
Nice.
And John usually wins because Lanny Sarum, the author of Handbook for Mortals, lets him win. If John's not there, then I go against the audience, and then the audience usually wins because the game is rigged, I tell you.
When you go to these, is there anybody that you still get really excited to see or meet that you haven't met before?
Oh, for sure, all the time. I think I'm at one this weekend at Wizard World in Philly. And Henry Winkler's here, and he must be like the nicest person.
I've heard
of
that.
The nicest people I've ever met. And obviously, we've got some Justice League folks. And I gotta look up the guest list for Des Moines.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I know they haven't announced the full lineup yet, but it's gonna be a really fun show. I can't recommend it enough. I mean, there's so many things to see.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun for the whole family. I've taken my son to some of the Wizard Worlds as well, and he just had a blast. I know my buddy Greg Sulkin is going to be there. He's on the new Marvel show, Runaway. You know, Jim Beaver from Supernatural is going to be there. You know, Matt Ryan, who played Constantine, will be there, and James Marsters. And
I got to meet him last year, too. He was really nice.
Yeah, and then I'm also kind of excited because for Wizard World, we've made it a tradition now in every city because I've done every Wizard World since last year promoting Handbook for Mortals. And we made it a tradition now that we go do an escape room in every city.
Oh, nice.
So when we're in Des Moines, we are going to go to Escape Chambers and do a couple of escape rooms there. Typically, we go on Saturday night or maybe on Friday night, depending on, you know, I think I've got my show on Saturday, so we might try to go on Friday.
When people come up and meet you to get your picture, is there one movie that sticks out more? Is it Rookie of the Year or is it American Pie?
I mean, I guess sort of the top choices are American Pie and Rookie of the Year and A Kid in King Arthur's Court.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, sort of a runner-up would be, you know, Walt Before Mickey. But yeah, I would say Rookie of the Year and American Pie are definitely the two big dogs.
Do people ever just yell at you, "Hey, Rookie of the Year," or do they actually call you by your name?
I think, yeah, sometimes they yell out, "Hey, Roman Gardner."
Right.
Or, you know, the line from the movie. hey, Rowan Gardner, you suck.
I forgot about that one. I always think of Pitcher's Got a Big Butt and Funky Butt Lovin', for sure.
Oh, for sure. And I'm looking here at the Wizard World schedule for Des Moines. We've also got Winston Duke from Black Panther.
He was awesome in that, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a pretty amazing lineup.
So you've been doing these pretty much straight for a year then? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I started, because I'm in Philly now for Wizard World, and I was here last year for Philly Wizard World, and that's where we started pre-selling copies of Handbook for Mortals, which was published as a book in August of last year. But because of all the pre-sales we did at Wizard World Comic Con, it debuted number 34 on the USA Today bestseller list.
Well, that's great.
And so, and now we have actual copies of the book with us since, you know, August we've done that. Mm-hmm. And so we've still been just kind of going out there and introducing, you know, the story, because it's, you know, it's not a reboot or a remake. It's a
right.
brand new film about a young woman who moves to Las Vegas to join a magic show, but it turns out that she can do real magic.
I like it when new things come out because, like we were saying earlier, it's like sequels and reboots nonstop lately.
For sure. I mean, which I love that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love nostalgia. I'm a big fan of it, and I
right.
embrace it in my own career. But I also support, you know, new ideas, and Handbook for Mortals is very much a woman-based project. It's the main protagonist is a young woman. It was written, obviously, by a woman, Lanny Sarum, and we plan on hiring a female director since only, you know, what, 4% of the films that are made out there are helmed by female directors, but every female-directed movie makes 20%
yeah.
more money. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's crazy. Well, good. I'm glad you're on that side and you're pushing that forward. That's definitely a good thing.
And speaking of, you know, like women-based projects and supporting that, my wife has been a touring DJ for 23 years. She's from Chicago originally. So, you know, talking about like a world that is filled with, you know, more guys than girls, I'm definitely in support of, you know, equal opportunity.
I don't get the side that's not. It just it's never made sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, entertainment is entertainment, and if it's good, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily look at who's delivering it, but what they're delivering.
Exactly. Yeah, that is the best way to look at it. Well, this has been awesome to talk to you. Like I said, I was a fan for a long time, especially when I was a kid, and then when American Pie came out, it was just the right time. So looking forward to your next project. So it sounds like you got a lot coming up.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be fun. No sleep till Brooklyn.
All right, well, we will see you on June 1st for Wizard World. You're gonna be there all weekend playing music, signing autographs, taking pictures. It's gonna be a blast. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I'll see you in June.